you know, that I don't know what's in advance. Like, I'll try to, like, the Taisus Omer Shmuel, I want to do Biyun. But not today, but I mean, I want to go through, like, tomorrow and Shishim thoroughly. But some of the other Taisus in here, I'm not going to do inside. Time is short, and we can't. Okay, we have to do some triage. Hamaitzi Shivei Slamim. So the Mishnah says, Hamaitzi Shivei Slamim Har Eilu Mutar. So Tzela means, by definition, a statue that we don't know if it was a Vadizar or not. If it's a Vadizar, that's a statue that we know is worship. A Tzelem is a statue that we don't know. It's just like we have in the Mishnah before, about the Kolat Slamim. It's like Sinei and the Rabbanu. So somebody found Shivei Slamim. So Har Eilu Mutar. Most of the time, it happens regularly. A certain nation case, it's been never. So we'll start with the phrase in the Mishnah. Shivet Slamim, we have here a heter of Shivet Slamim. Kamon Amid Beis says, Meduik, that Slamim Asim Amar Asur. That's the inference. Only Shivet Slamim Mutar, Slamim Amar Asur. The Mishnah before was Machlekes, there Rabban Rameir. Rabban didn't say Slamim in general, and Mutar, only Rameir Asim Slamim. Yes, the Kamon Amid Beis says that the Mishnah here is like Rameir. At least Rosh Lakish and Amid Beis says that the Mishnah is going like Rameir. We'll see the Hemshech maybe. There's other Aces, but the Mishnah could go. The Mishnah could go like a man. Could be other Aces. Maybe the Mishnah going Kfarim. We had the Gemara before Kfarim. Even the Rabbanim might have. A Kaponim. Certainly, the implication of the Mishnah is Slamim are also Shivet Slamim are Mutar. So, what is the heter of Shivet Slamim? Why are Shivet Slamim Mutar? If Slamim are also, why are Shivet Slamim Mutar? So, there's three possibilities that emerge from the sugis. Three possible Atarim that are going to be in play in the Gemara. One possibility, which Rashi already speaks out, says Rashi, time when the farish be Gemara, this is the Gemara number base, the chiyavu shleimim sofik leotum, vimtin shleimim ovdum, eim abitlum, lakach shivum, sahavi sveik sveik, go lukulu. This is Rabbi Yochanan number base. Rabbi Yochanan says pshat in the Mishnah, the reason why Shivei Tzlamim are our mutter is because it's sveik sveik. We don't know if it's an Avodah Zarah in the first place. Islam is only a Sufik. Even if you're a mayor, Islam is only a Sufik. And number two, even if it was an Avodah Zarah, but the fact is that it's broken. We don't know how it broke. Maybe it broke, maybe a guy broke it. Isis speaks out, there's other possibilities. Maybe a Jew broke it, then it's not bottled. Maybe it broke by itself, then also if it holds it, it's not bottled. But still, there's at least a possibility. Taisus is a better than even chance that it broke, that a guy broke it via time. So therefore, so to say, Shemuel, maybe it was never a bizarre. If Tim Slaim was never a bizarre, maybe the reason why it's broken is because a guy broke it. So maybe that's bittul. Bittul is matter. But if a guy could be mevatel, the Gemara learns after later. Mesukim, a guy has a kayach to be mevatel avoda zara. So that's possibility number one. Then, as I was thinking, that's a poshut. It's a suffix. Slumim are also be suffix. The lesson we learned before was that in the previous Gemara was that slumim are gzera. The name was gzera shara yoris otum b'kayma. Shara b'kayma is otum b'kayma. It's gzera shara b'kayma is otum b'kayma. It's not a suffix. It's gzera. Okay, not a suffix. The Gemara calls it gzera. We can say different things since it's only gzera. So now that it's a suffix, it was invalid. So it's a sveik of the rabbanim. Well, that's a different story. That the Gemara could be that. So let the Gemara say that it's a sveika derabanan. Gemara calls doesn't use this because the Gemara says it's treats like a suffix. Gemara calls it a sveika. I think this depends on the things that we talked through in the previous. Depends how you understand the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara itself, we had attention. On the one hand, the Gemara calls it a xera. On the other hand, the Gemara talks about chayyur meir is chayish lemuta. Chayish lemuta is something we talk about by sveikas. By a suffix, a meir is chayish lemuta. So it is xera. Or is it a chayish nemiut? Is it a suffix? In the Gemara itself, there was a little bit of a. We had that theory. So we saw different halachim. The Ramban's mahalach. The Ramban's mahalach was you need to have both. That the mekaymus that are you doing, that mekaymus that are built for you doing, there are mekaymus in the world, a million places in the world that we don't know what they do. So there it's also a suffix. And then the places that we know that they don't worship Tzlamim, so there it's a gzeira, and we need to have both things together, some interplay between the two things. So we have different ways to understand the Ramban. The Ran's understanding is there are mayors geyser, the 99 places that we know they don't worship Shlomim, up to the million places that we don't know that are also Misafik. That's the Ran's understanding of the Ramban. I want to suggest a different understanding of the Ramban, that we would only be geyser in these 99 places if it was an Israel Shchiach everywhere else. But if it's not an Israel Shchiach everywhere else, we wouldn't be geyser in these 99 places. Kach kach, whatever exact version of the Ramban we want, but in the Ramban it works out that you can only have the Gzeirah because it's also Misafik. So those things that wouldn't be also Misafik because it would be a Sveik Sveika, then we wouldn't be Geizer. In other words, if the Safik is only on Slumim, but Shiva Slumim is a Sveik Sveika, then the Gzeirah will also only be on Slumim, not on Shiva Slumim, because you can't have the Gzeirah without the Safik. Again, whichever Nusach of the Ramban you want to use doesn't really matter, but the way the Ramban works, you can only have the Gzeirah in the 99 places if you have if it's also Misafik in the rest of the world. Well, in the rest of the world, it's only also Misafik when the Slumim are whole. When the Slumim are broken, then it's a Sveik Sveika. So now the Gzeirah doesn't apply by Shiva Slumim. So let's see the Ramban. There's a you can understand why the Gemara talks about Sveik. But the Ran had a different mahalach. The Ran's understanding of the Gemara was that it's nothing to do with Safek. Rather, there are mayor, since there are mayor holds in a mute, it's command the Isa, so therefore he's choshish l'kal kolosoy of the mute. Not that we understood the Ran, but nice, that's what the Ran learns. That it's really not, that it's not a Safek at all. But just the mayor is since the mayor holds that the mute is command the Isa, so he's willing to be geizer exer for the takon of the mute. This is the bottom line. It's not a suffix. It's exer. Suffix has really nothing to do with it. It's not with suffix. It's exer. Shem kakalosu because of the kilkul of mekayim shlomer meir. So why does the Gemara call it a suffix? So I think the answer is that the Ran is maybe the answer might be that the Ran is the shitosa. The Ran learns that even though taka that the Ran learns that. The Gemara about Meir's Chayish Tumyuta, that was Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Yechon. Then the Gemara had another member, Omer Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Ban Da'at Shemalochem Shaninu, and Rabbi Bachana, Omer Rav Yechonon, said, Ba'im Dinah Pesach HaMedino. So we saw at the time, Tosis learns that that's not a, we're not being chayzer from the original idea that it's the, or that it's Rav Meir's Chayish Tumyuta. One thing builds on the other. And the Ran learns, like the Ramban, like other Rishayim, that it's like a, that they argue on that. They learn it's not a Gzeirot and Mekayim Shalom Meir. No, B'chol Olam, some people worship Andati Shemalachim, and Mimela we are chayshish for the miyat of the people who worship Andati Shemalachim al Pesach HaMedina. So Nechran, the Rana comes out that yes, the Gemara originally, Rav Yitzchak by Yosef, Omer Rav Yochanan, Taka learns that it's Xera, and it's not a Sofik. It's Xera. But we have these other Amaroyim, Rav Yitzchak Shmuel, and Rav Arba Chan Rav Yochanan, who say, no, it is a Sofik. Not Xera, Otum Mekom Shalom Meir. It's a Sofik, Bechol Olam, by Andati. Because of the Mead people who worship Andat Hashem Lachem, so Chashinim, it's a Suffolk, and we're Chashinim Lemiutah. So the Gemara in the base that says that it's a Sveik Sveika, that's using the language of Rabbi Bachan and Rabbi Yechon or of Yudah Mashmul. In Echadan, according to Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef or Mashmul, you have to, according to Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef or Rabbi Yechon, that it's Xera, we'd have to use different language, not that it's a Sveik Sveika, but that it's a Suffolk and Xera, it's a Sveik and the Rabbana. Either way, it's Mutter. Nice to Shavit Slavim and Mutter, but the language of Sveik Sveika is the language of the later of those later Amaroyim in the Gemara, not the language that would be good for Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Omar Omer Rav Yechon. Okay, but anyway, that's a parenthetical. Kaponim, bottom line is we have one possible heter. That's the pshat that Rashi says in the Mishnah that the heter Shivay Slomim is that it's a sveik, is that it's a sveik sveik. Lefizeh, the heter will only be by Shivay Slomim. What if you have something which you know is an avodah zara, and now you find shor? That'll taka be also. Then it's not a sveik sveik. Nechami, that's true. According to Yerachin, that's the halacha. Yerachin says there are Yerachin tackles. That Shivay avodah zara also. Shivay Slomim amutah sveik sveik. Shivay avodah zara ma'amashah also. So that's one possibility in the Gemara, one mouth. That's in the Gemara. That's Rav Yechon. Rashi doesn't give it a name, but we know that that's Rav Yechon in the Gemara. Yeah. No, clearly the Gemara talking about Rav Yechon. The Gemara on the basis, the Gemara is explaining Aliba de Rav Yechon on what's Rav Yechon. How's Rav Yechon going to explain the heter of Shibrei Tzadik? So the Gemara says it's a Sveik Sveika because the Gemara is going. I don't know what Rav Yechon himself talking. The Gemara asked Rav Yechon. Where it says Rav Yochanan, how come Shivay Avodah Zarah? How come Shivay Slomim and Mutter? Why are they different than Shivay? Just like Shivay, according to Rav Yochanan, the Gemara's mamish halfway down. The first word in the line is Rav Meir. Rav Yochanan, what's asking Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan, Basically, Marius, what's the difference Shivet Slamim and Shivet Avodah? The same way Shivet Slamim are mutter, even according to Rameya. So Shivet Avodah Zarah should be mutter. And my answer is, Hachi Hashta, Hossam, Emer Avodim, Emer Le Avodim, Vimtin Shalem Avodim, Emer Bitlam, Avodah Zarah, Vade Avdua, Mi Emer Di Bitla, Havi Sofik, Uvade, Vain Sofik, Maitzvi De Vade. That's the Gemara. So it's not Rav Yochanan self-talking, Gemara is talking, Ali Vade Rav Yochanan. Yeah, Gemara talks in language that's of the later Amiroyim. If according to Mitzvah Yosef, I'm Rav Yochanan, the Etz and Peretz is good, but we have to say it's a different Nusach. That if it's mamish of a zara, so it's a sfeika deraisa. If it's slomim, it's only exeira, so it's a sfeika derabbana. You might choose this language because it's going like the other amirai. A second possibility why shivet slomim might be mutter. It's like a preview. The second possibility of why shivet slomim might be mutter is. That maybe when the Avodah Zarah breaks, so the Goyim are miyayish from worshipping it. They say nafshaloi miskashim milov, the miskashim milov. They say nafshaloi atzola li gavra matzlo. That's the svara of Rish Lakish on Midbeis. Rish Lakish says Avodah Zarah in Nishtabra, even if it was Nishtabra Me'elel, even if it broke by itself, nobody was mevatelit, still mutaris. Because even though nobody was actually mevatel Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter. The goyim are maniach, the oivdim stopping oivdim. That's a different halacha. There's one halacha that a goy can be mevatel Avodah Zarah. There's another halacha that if the oivdim of the Avodah Zarah are misyayish mil oivdim, they stop being oivdim, then it also becomes mutter. Not clear to me if it's the same halacha, it's different halacha. They have a little bit different gedorim. I mean, different parameters. The halacha that a goy can be mevatel Avodah Zarah doesn't have to be an oivdim of that Avodah Zarah. Any goy can be mevatel Avodah Zarah. Unless he's get toshu as a shadow, maybe not, but shadow the gemara. But any guy who's an oved avodah zarah can be oved any avodah zarah in the world. He doesn't have to be an acolyte of that particular avodah zarah. He might be a guy who worships, ISIS, and he comes to Greece and here they worship Zeus. Doesn't matter. As long as he's an oved avodah zarah, he can mevatel any avodah zarah. Doesn't matter if there's other guy in the world who still would like to worship it. Any guy can be mevatel avodah zarah. It's based avodah zarah. We'll learn that from Sukkot. The din of that and the siyashim la'avda. Is that all of the? That's not enough. That one guy was misyayish milavda. You know, one guy to shuvah is not going to be over that avodah zarah anymore. That doesn't make that avodah zarah mutter. It has to be that all the people who are over that avodah zarah stop being over it. They're all misyayish milavda. They abandoned it. The Mishnah has a case where they abandoned it. That there was a war and they abandoned it. No, then it's not. Then we don't say then it's not a yish because we say it's only because they were driven out. But if they were it was a shash shalom and they just left this avodah zarah and they abandoned it, so then it has to be they all abandoned it. If one guy remained behind and continues to worship it, then it remains in avodah zarah. So it has different halachas. If in Lumdus it's the same, it's a different thing. Is it a different entity in Lumdus or not? That's a mitzvah with my atzma. I'll have to worry about it some other time.
Are they abandoning the tzelem or like what it
represents? The tzelem. It's enough that they abandon the tzelem. We don't care about their religious philosophy. They stop from the mitzvah of Dor. Yeah, because that's the case. I've heard in the Shtabro, that doesn't mean they stop believing in Zeus or whatever this is. This particular. We see in the Gemara with Beis, Gemara is a case where by Dogon, where Dogon fell apart, so they said, oh, the spirit of Dogon left Dogon, and now it's in the Miftun. So they were with the Miftun instead of Dogon. That means they didn't stop believing in the thing, whatever it was, but they no longer considered to be inhabiting this particular statue. That's how the Zohar worked. They didn't believe that this statue was the god. They believed the statue had contained the spirit of the whatever way back. The god was in the statue. So, if the past statue falls apart, then they're not worshipping that statue anymore, so it's no longer an Avodah Zarah. Al-Kapadet, Reish Lakish learns, according to Reish Lakish, the Heter Shivet Slum, this is the Sugna base. Reish Lakish learns the Heter Shivet Slumim is because of Nafshaloi Atzolo, because they're Messiahish, synonymous terms, they're Messiahish from the Avodah Zarah. And if that's the case, then the Heter of Shivet Slumim will not be limited to Shivet Slumim. But it'll apply even to Shivei Avodah Zarah Mamish, Bipshutai. Even if you find something which you know is an Avodah Zarah, but now it fell apart, even though I don't know if it broke by itself or if a guy broke it, it'll be mutter nonetheless, because either way, if a guy broke it, then for sure it's mutter. And even if it broke by itself, but Rish Lakish holds that an Avodah Zarah Nishtaber Me'elel is also mutter. So the heter of Shivei Tzlamim will apply not only to Shivei Tzlamim, but it'll apply even to Shivei Avodah Zarah. And that's the Feresh, the Sheet of Shul, at the beginning of Agamar. that Shmuel said that the heter shivei slamim is not limited to shivei slamim, but it applies even to shivei avodah zarah mamish. That's Shmuel in the Gemara number Aleph. Hashtag says that Shmuel is going like Rish Lakish. Tosfos speaks this out by Arichos, that Shmuel is like Rish Lakish, and Shmuel is Rish Lakish like Shmuel. It's one shita. Rish Lakish says in the Beis that avodah zarah this neshtabim meileh is muteres, because nafshu lo yatzalo. Shmuel says in Amud Aleph that shivei avodah zarah muter. Tosfos explains the two things are connected. If avodah zarah neshtabim meileh would be also, then shivrei avodah zarah would also be also, because maybe it broke by itself and it's also. Because if it broke by itself, it's mutter. So therefore, if you find shivrei avodah zarah, they are mutter. So lechayre, if that's the case, that even shivrei avodah zarah mutter. So why did the Mishnah talk about shivrei tzlamim being mutter? It should say a bigger chiddush than even shivrei avodah zarah mutter. So I'm going to ask this question. Somewhat strange, the Gemara asked the question twice. The Gemara asked the question on Amud Aleph on Shmuel, and it asked the question again on Amud Beis on Rish Lakish. And at each place, the Gemara gives a different text. These are two long places and about the bottom places, and there's a place on Amud Beis, they discuss this problem. But the Gemara has, the same question occurs on Amud Aleph and again on Amud Beis, in Shmuel and again in Rish Lakish, because it's one shita. And in each place, the Gemara gives a different answer. And on Amud Aleph, the Gemara's answer is that the Mishnah talked about Shivet Slomim, even though really even Shivet Adazar Mutter, but the Mishnah chose to talk about Shivet Slomim in order to tell me that when it comes to Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel, even Shivet Slomim are also. That's the Rebusa. The Gemara number Bay says that the Mishnah talked about Shivet Slomim, even though Shivet Adazar also Mutter, but it talked about Shivet Slomim in order to make the diuk that it's only Shivet Slomim that are Mutter. But slomim asmam are osur, and it's being soysim like a mayor that stam slomim are osur. It's different terrors. So Taisus Bat is a why does the Gemara say one terrace and not the other terrace? Taisus says each Gemara held that this is a better terrace. Taisus works out, according to Taisus anyway, it's not related to whether it's Shmuel that we're asking on or it's Shlokas that we're asking on. That just happens to be the way it was. It's just that these are two different terrors. And each Gemara thought that this is the better terrace for whatever extraneous reason. This is a more. Now this chiddush is more what the Mishnah wanted to tell me than the other one. It's not any profound cheshbon over here. Each Gemara thought that this is for some reason preferred that the Mishnah should be telling me this chiddush rather than the other one. But upon him, that's in the Kud and the Gemara. That's problematic. Why the Gemara gives two different terutzim for what in effect is the exact same question. There is another possibility why Shivei Slomim might be mutter. This is Rashi at the end of the perek. We'll see in a minute inside what he's talking about. Rashi at the end of the perek suggests another reason why Shivei Slomim might be mutter, and that is because maybe we just assume that a guy broke it rather than that it broke by itself. If you see a statue is broken, what's more likely, that it broke by itself or that somebody broke it? Rashi says maybe the reason why Shivei Slomim Mutter is poshut because it's more likely that it broke by itself. It's less likely that it broke by itself. More likely that a guy broke it. And if a guy broke it, then about it's mutter. Even Shivei Vadazar. And Lefizah also Shivei Vadazar. Even Shivei Vadazar will be mutter. Not only Shivei Slomim, but Shivei Vadazar. We assume with Toilet that it was broken by a guy rather than having fallen apart by itself. By the way, maybe a Jew broke it. That Rashi doesn't discuss. Tosfos discusses that. We'll see in a few minutes why Rashi has that thing. So we have three possible theories why Shivei Slomim might be all going to emerge out of the sugya. Three possible theories why Shivei Slomim might be mutter. Possibility number one is because it's fake, that's Rav Yechonah, in which case it's only Shivei Slomim, not Shivei Vadazar. Possibility number two is because of that when a Vadazar breaks, the goyim stop worshipping it. So that's naturally absolute. That's Rish Lakish, Shmuel Pashtus. At least that's the one, and let's say Shmuel. And possibly number three, which is the Rashi at the end of the parrot, that maybe we just assume that a guy broke it rather than that it broke by itself. So now, the Mishnah is, now let's go to the Sefer of the Mishnah. I want to miss out on this all now in advance, it'll be easier when we get to the Gemara. The Mishnah says, Motsa Tavnus Yad, Tavnus Regel, El Asur, Neshechayetze Ben Nevad. Ashes Kesem Nevin means Tavnis Yad Levada Hemayevnim. That's the goyim sometimes are oved just a tavnis yad or a tavnis regel by itself. They never oved a tavnis of a nose, but a tavnis yad or regel oved. So mimele, that's also awesome. So the shaila is in the Mishnah, just some chat. Why by tavnis yad or regel don't you have those three heterim that we had in the ration? The chayor, all the heterim that we had in the ration should apply to tavnis yad and tavnis regel also. The heter of sveik sveika, we should have by tavnis yad and regel also. Maybe it was never an avodah zara in the first place. And even if it was an avodah zara, maybe Gai broke it. If a Gai broke it, the whole thing should be mutter. The heter of avodah zara shnish tarba meleil, you should also apply. Even if it broke by itself, but if an avodah zara breaks by itself, the Gai mar misayish meleil. And the heter of that a Gai broke it be a dayan probably rather than assume that it broke by itself. All these three heterim, they all should apply to tavnis yad and regel. Why is tavnis yad and tavnis regel any different? So the Gemara asked the kasha only on Shmuel. The Gemara itself only. The Gemara asked this question. It's in the bottom of a Maral. What's it happening? It's happening. They should face him and never. Be amai. V'hashvarim ninu. Here's the Gemara asked the kasha. But the Gemara asked the kasha in Shmuel. Now again, Shmuel is the one who holds that the reason why you have a desertion of Shtavra's mother is because what? Maybe we should put this up on the board. The three head payment. One head is Rav Yechanan, Shiva Islam, Mutar. According to Rav Yechanan, it's because of what? Sveik Sveik. According to Rav Yishlokish, it's because of Yush. It's going to have its own sake, and therefore, Shiva Yavada Zara are what?
Asur.
Rish Lakish says it's because of Yush, and therefore, Shiva Yavada Zara what? What? Mutar. We have the same Yush, naturally, so. Chor Shmuel is like Rish Lakish, because that's what Shmuel says. Shmuel says Shiva Yavada Zara Mutar. Maybe we'll put that up here. Shmuel says, first Gemara, Shiva Yavada Zara Mutar. So that lines up with Reish Lakish. That's the Tosis that Baruch was. The Shmuel is Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish is Shmuel. Then there's the Rashi, you know, at the end of the parak. Says the Nusvara. We'll see later why he says it. That maybe the reason why it's Mutar is Mistama Shibrei B'Yadayim. Mistama Agai Shibrei. And that's true, if that's the case, in Shibrei Avodah Zara, what? What? Mutar. Because you have the same mistama. Which could also stem with Shmuel. That's what we'll see later. That's where Rashi says this as an alternate shot in Shmuel. Because Shmuel himself doesn't say with any reason. He just says Shibrei Avodah Zara Mutar. Taisa says it's like Reish Lakish because of Yush. And Rashi has some plan B for reasons that we'll see, that it's another mahalach in Shmuel that maybe it's because some mislama hagoy shibra. So now we have this mission about tavnis yad, tavnis regel. So the Gemara asks tavnis yad, tavnis regel. The Gemara asks, why is it mutter? Why is it also tavni? So yad regel. Yad regel is also. So the Gemara asks, why is it different than Shmuel that shibra v'rezara mutar? This happens to be the sugya that the Gemara asks the question on Shmuel. Why is it mutter? Shiva Yavada Mutar. For whatever reason. Because of Yush, because of... But it's I'm saying it's really a kasha on everybody. It's not, it might happen to ask it on Shmuel, but it's a kasha, it's a kasha b'fnei atzmo. Whatever the reason is, and the Mishnah says Shiva Yislamim Mutar, and so why Yad V'Regel Asurim? They're also Shiva Yislamim. Whatever the reason for Shiva Yislamim being mutter should apply to Yad V'Regel as well. So what is the Gemara answer? The Gemara asks the kasha again only on Shmuel. So what is the Gemara answer? Anybody know? Oyim din al b'siso. Our answer is talking about oyim din al b'siso. We have a chayk as Rashi and Taisis what oyim din al b'siso means. That's what we talked about yesterday. Rashi means oyim din al b'siso means what? What? An abimus. We put it on a pedestal, which is a simon that now they're worshiping the yad and the regel. It wouldn't work by other shvarim, wouldn't work by nose, by toe, because nobody worships a nose or a toe, even if it's on a pedestal. But if it's a yad or regal, which is a tzura nevedis, we know that that is a tzura nevedis in general, and now we finally put it up on a pedestal, so that makes us assume that this is an avodah zarah. It made it now into a new avodah zarah. So therefore, I don't care that when the thing broke, they were misyayish milayikta. But now they're being avodit. Now there's evidence that they're being avodit anew as a yad and a regal. According to Rashi, this clearance that the Gemara gives under Abba Sisom is that so the Gemara happens to say in Shmuel, but Ilchare is just as good a teretz for all the other understandings of the Mishnah. Whatever your understanding of the Mishnah is, even if you're like Rabbi Yochanan, the reason why Shiva Tzoma with Dorm is because it's a sake. That he was never Abba Dezara, and even if it was Abba Dezara, maybe a guy broke could be a dying. But I still understand that Yad Veregal also, because even if that's true, maybe it was never an Abba Dezara, and maybe the guy broke could be a dying. But now I see a yad on a pedestal, so it might be modern art, but they haven't invented that yet. So we have to assume that it's an avodah zarah. They made it now into an avodah zarah. Why did they put the yad on a bimus? They made it into an avodah zarah. So the kitzur, according to Rashi, the Gemara's teretz of Ayin Avodah Sisom is a teretz according to all the lashonos in the Gemara. So according to Rashi, we're home free. The Gemara happens to stay in the shul, but it really is a teretz according to everybody. This is the avodah of the Mishnah, yad regel also, because it's a brand new avodah zarah. I don't care about its history, that it came from, maybe what it came from was not a Zara, and maybe they broke it via Dayan, it doesn't matter. But now this has a new life, a second life, as a Yad Veregel, and as a Yad Veregel on a pedestal, it's a new Avodah Zara. That's how Rashi learns. But Tosis has a different understanding of Ein Din Avodah Sisom. Tosis, how does Tosis learn Ein Din Avodah Sisom? Anybody know? We haven't seen it inside yet, but I talked about it yesterday, what?
Base motion.
Meaning, we'll just put down base Moshe. Places here, in the previous places Makatzer, places for us in Mara. But I told you yesterday, places that when it broke off, I see that it broke clean. It was a clean break in such a way that this Yad and Regel could now stand on its own. Places is not on a pedestal, it's by the side of the road. Motzah is Mashma, not on a pedestal. But I see that the Yad broke off cleanly. What difference does it make if the yad broke off cleanly or the regular brutes broke off cleanly? This explains that the idea is that even though when an avodah zarah falls apart, the goyim are misyayish miloivdo, that's the Rish Lakish Svara, and Shmuel Svara, because Tyson keeps saying Shmuel's Rish Lakish is Shmuel. Even though the goyim are misyayish, when the avodah zarah falls apart, the goyim are misyayish, but the yad and the rego, even when they were on the avodah zarah, the Goyim worshipped it separately. You know, they were like Chassid, they were devotees of the Yad of the Avodah Zarah. Besides the Avodah Zarah as a whole, but its Yad had a separate Avodah. So when the Avodah Zarah falls apart, so if the Yad also falls apart, like it breaks off in a ragged way, so then the same way they don't believe anymore in the Avodah Zarah, they don't believe anymore in the Yad. But if the Yad broke off cleanly, then they may not believe anymore in the Avodah Zarah, because the Avodah Zarah fell apart. But the Yad, which was like a separate thing by them, the Yad didn't break. I mean, the Yad broke in such a way that it's you know, broke clean. So the Yad, the way I express the Tosfos doesn't use this language, that maybe the Avodah Zarah didn't save itself, but the Yad saved itself. But the Yad's okay. So therefore, they're still over the Yad. So there's no Yish on the Yad. That's what Tosfos explains in this Ein Din Avodah Sisom. If they're not misyash, I'm going to write that down. They're not misyash, even though it's not the Tosfos language. A misyash vei hayav. There I go. I really hear it. But that's a good teretz for Shmuel. And I'm not seeing some in the Gemara is going on Shmuel. It's a good teretz for Shmuel, who holds like Rish Lakish. Tosfos doesn't have this other plan. As it's Shmuel is only like, he's like Shlokish, Shlokish like Shmuel, that the heter is Yish. The heter Shiva Sam is Yish. So if the heter is Yish, so Ein Din Avodah Sisom means from the Yad and the Regel, they weren't Messiah. So I understand the idea of Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel. What about according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says the heter is Sveik Sveiko. Maybe it was never Avodah Zarah. And even if it was Avodah Zarah, maybe the guy broke it via dime. If that's the heter, sveik sveiko, so what difference does it make if it's under the sisof? It's a sveik sveiko. First, the same sveik sveiko you had by the yad. Maybe it was never worshipped. It was never an avodizara. Then they never worshipped the yad. They never worshipped the regal. So the yad and the regal, when it broke apart, doesn't become more holy than it was when it was whole, right? A statue that was never an avodizara now fell apart and the yad broke off clean. So the yad all of a sudden becomes an avodizara. Make a taste. I don't know. And even if it was a Avodah, but maybe a goy broke it via dayim. If a goy breaks an Avodah Zarah via dayim, so the Avodah Zarah becomes bottle. Does it matter if the yad breaks off clean? But he wasn't mevatel the yad because he knew it was going to break off clean. He didn't know it was going to break off clean. When he smashed the Avodah Zarah, the whole Avodah Zarah is bottle. Right? Bittul Avodah Zarah, you don't even have to smash it, you just punch it in the nose. You want to say, pachso, you broke the nose. So the whole Avodah Zarah becomes bottle. You don't say, oh, but not the yad in the regal. When you break an Avodah Zarah via dayim, the whole Avodah Zarah becomes bottle. So the chor you have here is the sveik sveiko doesn't go away. It's still a sveik sveiko. Maybe this was never about a zohar. Even if it wasn't about a zohar, maybe the guy broke it, be a dying. So why are they out on the regular mutar? Well, assume, why are they out on the regular assume? They should be mutar, mitam sveik sveiko. It's not a chash of the Gemara. The Gemara is not talking in Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara is haka talking in Shmuel. Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish. The Gemara is addressing Shmuel and Reish Lakish. But how are you going to explain it according to... How are you going to explain the din of Yad Veregel according to Rabbi Yochanan? So I think Tosfos asked the kasha, not mamish the way in this way, but in effect this kasha. The top Tosfos in Amud Beis, take a look now. The top Tosfos in Amud Beis asks, in effect, it's my question. Tosfos asks it like this: Vim Taimar. The Gemara is only asking a Shmuel from Taimar. Beloy milsa de Shmuel nami tikshir reisha l'seifa. The reisha is shivay slam mutarim. L'seifa tavnas yad tavnas regal asur. I'm asking a little bit differently. I'm asking the Gemara's answer only works for Shmuel, doesn't work for Rabbi Yochanan. He says it a little bit differently. He says, why is the Machshon only asking a Shmuel? What's it any better according to anybody else? The Ma'ase says it's the same head you have in the reisha, you have in the seifa. So Taisus answers, v'yesh leimar, dilav milsa de Shmuel havamina shivay avarizor asurim. The Sefer Mishama Shaper B'Shuvei Avodah Zarah. Taisus has an answer. He says the Gemara. If it wasn't the Gemara, is not bothered according to Reish Lakish. According to Reish Lakish, Shuvei Shlamim Mamutar. Why? Because it's a Sfeik Sveiko. But what about Shuvei Avodah Zarah Mamish? What are they? Asur. The Sefer of Tavnis Yad V'Tavnis Regel says Taisus could be talking about Shuvei Avodah Zarah, not Shuvei Shlamim. Gemara is only asking on Shmuel. Shmuel holds that even Shiva Avodah Zarah mutar. Because he holds like Mishloch, whatever. That's what he said. Shmuel says Shiva Avodah Zarah mutar. If even Shiva Avodah Zarah mutar, then Yad Veregel, even if it's Shiva Avodah Zarah, why isn't it mutar? According to Shmuel, we have to answer by Imdanal Basisa. So Taisa says this to explain the Machshon, why we're only asking on Shmuel. But I think Lashitosoi, Taisa is going to have to learn that. Taisa explaining why the Gemara is only asking a Shmuel. But I think we have to add, and the Gemara's teres is also only a teres for Shmuel. But if you don't know like Shmuel, then you have to say you have to still go with what the Gemara originally thought, that Tavnis Yad and Tavnis Regel is also because it should be Avodah Zarah and it's not Shuvei Shlamim. Of course, Tavnis Ben Shoyel. If it's Shuvei Avodah Zarah, if the case of Yad Veregel is talking about Shuvei Avodah Zarah, first of all, it's sosa in the Mishnah because the Reish was talking about Shuvei Shlamim. How are we supposed to know this if it's talking about Shuvei Avodah Zarah? Number two, if it's talking about Shuvei Avodah Zarah, then why is it only Yad Veregel? All Shuvei Avodah Zarah should be awesome. Because you don't have the snake snake. All Shuvei Avodah Zarah also. That's it, right? Chur. If Shuvei Avodah Zarah also, then all Shuvei Avodah Zarah also, because there's no snake snake. The snake snake is only about Shlamim. Like Shuvei Avodah Zarah, you don't have a snake snake. Only one suffix. Was he mivat to be a dime? Did it fall apart on its own? If it was mivat to be a dime, it's mutter. If it fell apart on its own, it's awesome. So why does the Mishnah only talk about Yad Veregel? That's not so clear to me. According to Taisus, why is it only talk about Yad Veregel? Manasha. If it's Shivay Slomim, it's even Yavreel Jimutr, it's a Svek Svek. Elamai, like Taisa says. No, maybe Yavreel was talking about Shivay with his son. Taisa says that. But the Makshin held that if not for Shmuel, there'd be no problem. Meaning, if you hold like a Yechon, there's no problem. Because the Sefer, Matzah Tavnis Yavreel, Tavnis Regla, is not going in Shivay Slomim. It's going in Shivay with his son, Shivay with his son, Asurim. That's why Yavreel Regla is awesome. No. So if that's why Yad V'Regel is also, then it's not limited to Yad V'Regel. It should apply to all Shiva, but it's not. Elam Kane, maybe we could say, well, we really have two problems. Number one, how am I supposed to know that the Yad V'Regel is talking about Avodah Zarah? If the Reish is talking about Shlomim, then why is it, how are we supposed to know in the Mishnah that the Sefer is talking about Avodah Zarah? And number two, why is it talking about Yad V'Regel? So maybe you could say that by Yad V'Regel, you could tell it came from Avodah Zarah. But by Etzelam, you can't tell that it came from Avodah Zarah. That's not possible. That's so pashut. Could be. Taisus has a svara. We'll get into it later when we do the Taisus inside. Taisus does have a svara from a different place than the Chesmon of the Sugya. But Taisus does throw in a svara that by the Yad and the Regel you can tell that it came from an Avodah Zarah because it's holding a makkel, which you can't tell by the other parts of the Avodah Zarah. Taisus is saying it for a different reason entirely. He's somewhere else. But man, we could deploy that over here. Yad V'Regel, you can tell it came from an Avodah Zarah. So that's why Yad V'Regel is also because you can tell that it's holding a makkel, so you can tell that it came from an Avodah Zarah. But the other parts of, from the nose, you can't tell if it's the nose of an Avodah Zarah, the nose of not an Avodah Zarah. How are you supposed to know? So maybe that's pshat in the Mishnah. Not that there's some fundamental difference between the Yad and the Regel. It means in a Motzah Yad V'Regel, and you can tell from the Yad and the Regel that it's an Avodah Zarah, not a regular Tzelem. So that's why it's also because Shivay Avodah Zarah also. But if you found an elbow, then it's Shivay Shlomo, because you can't tell if it came from an Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's Mutam. Could be. Not so clear to me how from the regal you can tell. I understand the yad is holding the makkel. I don't understand how you can tell from the regal. That's the kashan Tosis. Tosis says it that way. He says, by the yad and the regal you can tell it came from the other side. I don't understand what that means. Because it's holding a makkel. So I say the yad is holding the makkel, but the regal's not holding a makkel. I don't know. I mean, that's pshat. It's a problem that we're going to have to deal with. It's a problem in Tosis. This Tosis is about Omar Shmuel. Later. Hakaponim, that sounds chesed again. Okay, let's read the Gemara inside. Clear, I mean, yeah, let's see the more inside. So up to the more. I'm a Shmuel. I feel a Shivay Avodah Zarah. The heter of Shvarim is not only by Shivay Shlomim, but it's even by Shivay Avodah Zarah, Vadei Avodah Zarah. Says Rashi. Now, Shmuel doesn't say why. He just says the heter not only Shivay Tzlomim, the heter is even Shivay Avodah Zarah. Zok Rashi. Loi teima Shivay Tzlomim dafka, mishum d'shem olei avodim ha'elam, afilu k'sho yishleim. Shmuel is telling me, don't think the heter is only by Shivay Tzlomim and it's built on a sveik sveiko. Like whom? By Virchon. Shmuel says, no, afilu Shivay Avodah Zarah, shera'inum she'avadu ha'k'sho yishleim. Even shvarim of an Avodah Zarah mamash, amutar. The kaimin shenishbara shuv ein oivdin oisa. Because once it breaks, they stop being oivdin. Pashas he means, because the Gemara number base, nafshalei hatzal, the Messiah yishmi loivdin. So that's what we said before. So Rashi's telling me that the reason why Shmuel says shiva v'ed azara mutter is because the Messiah yishmi loivdin, which is the same as who? That's like that. That's what Taisa says also, that Shmuel's like Rishalkish and Rishalkish like Shmuel. Rashi over here is saying the same way. So why does the Mishnah say Shivit Shlomim? Let us say Big Chiddush, even Shivit Avodah Zarah. And for the Gemara, who I didn't feel the Shivit Avodah Zarah? Also Ramutar. How did Tani Shivit Shlomim? Shim the Kavoy, the Mishnah is safe, and what's the top of the Zyad, the regular, Eilat Surim, Neshechayis Abem Nevad. Because it wants to tell me the chiddush that tabnis yad and tabnis segel are also So it's telling me that that's true even by Tzelem. In other words, if the Mishnah would have only talked about Avodah Zarah, I would have thought maybe Yad V'Regel is also only Osir by Avodah Zarah. But by Tzelem, which is a Sufik, maybe the Yad V'Regel are Mutter. So Kamash Blah, no, that Yad V'Regel is Osir even by Tzelem. Why is it Taka Osir? That's the next one. Tanah and Motzah Tavnes Yad V'Tavnes Regel, I'm assuming they should create some Nebod. Why, in fact, is the Mutter? After all, the Hashvarim Ninu. Shmuel himself says that even Shivei Varezara also. Shmuel holds even Shivei Varezara Mutar because of Yush. So what's the difference if it's a Tavnes Yad or a Tavnes Regel? The bottom line is, the Varezara, I mean, who cares now that it's the Yad Regel? So what? Worst case scenario, Shivei Varezara. Shivei Varezara themselves are Mutar according to Shmuel because it's Yush. So why the Yad Regel any different? And for the Gemara, Tirgum of Shmuel will answer. Shmuel did answer, B'yayim din al basisum, that the case is that they were oymed al basisum, which Rashi learns, see Rashi inside, al kain mokim ha-mesukun lo, kain de sivinu hosam vadli palchilu, since they put it up on the pedestal, so that's a simon that they're oymed, that they are oymed to the yad and the regal. And why only a yad and the regal? That's chayin mishnah, because kayyosu b'yam never, like Rashi said in the mishnah, that tours yad levad him oymed, that the guys would worship a tabnas yad or a tabnas regal, but they don't worship the tabnas of the elbow of an elbow. Find an elbow on a pedestal doesn't make a difference. That's just a regular shever, and a regular shever is when they were Messiah like that. Now, let's go back to the first Rashi in the Gemara. Amar Shmuel afilu shivei v'rezara. So Rashi's lashon was, the end of that first Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi's lashon is that the reason why Shmuel is matir, the Shivei Varezara, his lashon is the kaven shenishbro shuv ein oivdin oisa. That lashon of kaven shenishbro shuv ein oivdin oisa, that's a lashon. I don't have it in our Gemara, that lashon. That lashon is l'chayr taken from the Gemara at the end of the pair. So Mam is very relevant to our Gemara. So I want to take a look at the Gemara at the end of the pair. I don't know if I saw the Gemara. I had a chance to see. I don't know if you had a chance to see. We'll do it together. This is Mamish Gemara. Makes Agamar more three-dimensional. Pick it up from Itmar. It's towards the end of the page. It's New Testament base. You see where by me, where it says, in the Tosis where it says, Hadan Aloch Kol Atzlomim, it's more or less parallel to that. The more it says Itmar. So much like this, Itmar. Avad is kichovim shenishtabo. Avad is or broke. Rav Omer tzorech levatel kol kisim v'kisim. Rav says every piece of every splinter needs its own bittel. Avad is not bottle meilov. Avad is or is still osir. Even the splinters are osir. The guy has to be mevatel every single individual splinter. But otherwise, the Avad is or remains in force. V'shmul omar, avariz kichovim ein abetele le derech kdei losu. Shmul says, no, an avarizora is only bottle derech kdei losu. Finally, the verse doesn't make any sense. Adar avar derech kdei losu mi mevatel elohi gomar, ein avariz kichovim is shichel avatel ele derech kdei losu. That when an avarizora sheds wood derech kdei losu, let's say an asher is growing, and as it grows, pieces fall off, that taka remains also, those pieces remain also, and they need to have a bittul. But if an avarizora breaks, shalei kderech kdei losu, then you don't have to be mevatel the shvarim. The shvarim are botel me'elehem. It says Rashi. Well, let me go a step further. Leima b'hokam iflugi. Let's go a little bit more in the word. Leima b'hokam iflugi. The mar sover oivdin l'shvarim. The mar sover ein oivdin l'shvarim. Look how was the machlekes. The machlekes is, are they oivdin to the shvarim? Rav holds, they still have it to the Shvarim, so the Shvarim need to have Bittl. Even though it broke into Shvarim, but they still arrive at the Shvarim. So therefore, there's no Nisyashim Ilo Oivdov. So you have to move out to the Shvarim individually. And Shmuel says, no, once it breaks, they're no longer Oivd the Shvarim. Zok Rashi, Loi de Kulia, says Rashi, the Rashi of Eina Vedis Gechovim, Tzicha Levatel Elek, Shihi Derech Gidei Loso, Aval Zushin Ishtabro, Bittela Meyatzmo, the Meimar Omar, the Goyim say, Ihi nafshi loy matzlo, liyahu gafa maslo. couldn't save itself. How's it going to save me? That lashon, the lashon of whom? Reish Lakish by us on the base. So Rashi connects this sugya here at the end of the parak with the sugya by us in both directions. Rashi by us uses the shyness from the uses the lashon that's taken from this gemara in Ovdin Lashvarim. That's what Rashi says by us in Shmuel. They came in Shemishbo Shuvay in Ovdin Noisa. That's the lashon. That lashon is the lashon of this gemara. And in this gemara, Rashi uses the lashon of Reish Lakish by Agamara of Nashuli Atzala. So it's clear in Rashi that it's one svar in both sugyas. Ein Ovdin Lashvarim is another way of saying that there's a Nashuli Atzala. So far, what we have in the gemara is this gemara parallels Mamash to Machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish and Agamara. In Agamara of Yochanan Reish Lakish had a Machlekes. Whether by Avodah Zarah and Ishtabra are they Messiahish Melo Yibda or not? Reish Lakish is the Messiahish Melo Yibda because they say Nashuli Atzala. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. And Shmuel and Agamara holds like whom? Agamara Shmuel holds like Reish Lakish. And here we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Ovdin Lashvarim, Ein Ovdin Lashvarim. Rav holds Ovdin Lashvarim. This Gemara right now is saying Ovdin Lashvarim. And Shmuel says Ein Ovdin Lashvarim, which is another way of saying the same Machlekes we had between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And at this point in the Gemara, is Shmuel consistent or inconsistent? Consistent. Shmuel stems very well. Shmuel by us holds like Reish Lakish that they're not over the Shvar. The Shvar are mutter. Shibay Avodazor Shin Ishtabra is mutter. That's Shmuel's memory by us. Avodazor Shtabra is mutter. Because he holds like Reish Lakish, they're Messiah Shmuel Oivda. And that's the Shmuel over here. Ain't over the Shvar. Avodazor is broke, so they're not over the Shvar. So far, so good. But then the Gemara says, when the first wide line of the Gemara, the Kuli Alma Ovdin Lashvarim. Maybe Rav and Shmuel both agree that they're Ovdin Lashvarim. Ovdin Lashvarim. So what's the machlokes? The Hacha B'Shivei Shvarim Kam Mifumi. Masa B'Shivei Shvarim. Masur Masa B'Shivei Shvarim Mutar. Here it's talking about these kismin. It's not Shvarim. That's Shivei Shvarim. It's broken into tiny little pieces. That's not a Shever. That's Shivei Shvarim. So the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is only by Shivei Shvarim. But by Shvarim, everybody agrees that they're Ovdin Lashvarim. That means they're only Messiahish from the Shibbe Shvarim. But from the Shvarim, they're not yet Messiahish. We're hard to understand what's the Shvarim. Why the Messiahish from the Shibbe Shvarim, not Messiahish from the Shvarim? I don't know. Kafim Amayis B'Chodas. But to Rashi, that's what you have to say. That the Messiahish from the Ovdo, the Nashalei Atzola, is only on the Shibbe Shvarim, not on the Shvarim. That's the second lashon of Gemara. In other words, the third lashon, just for completeness' sake, let's finish it off. Then we'll figure out what's going on with Shmuel. V'bay seima, the kli alma shibei shvarim mutarim. Maybe shibei shvarim ataka mutar. It's mashma, not shvarim, but shibei shvarim. But the hacha by beris kichavim shel chulyes. Talking about where the avodah zarah is made like kind of Lego pieces. U'behedit yochal achzira kamitflegan, and you could put it back together again. You don't need an umen to put it back together. Masor became the behedit yochal achzira loy b'teila. But it's not the derech they lost it to fall apart, and therefore ain't shrichel of atlitz botel me'elav. There's two gesoys here. The way the Gemara it's printed by us, the kuliyama shivei shvarim mutar. That means shvarim ataka osur, but shivei shvarim mutar. There's yish from the shivei shvarim, but by the level pieces it's a machlokes. Other rishonim, that's how Rashi Pran had the guess. The Rif's Girsa is that in this last lashon was Vibay Seimah to Kulmi Ava Shvarim Mutar. That's Shvarim Mutar. But the Machlekes is by Shvarim, big Lego pieces. It was Shvarim of Lego pieces. So that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So let's put up the Lashonis. We have three Lashonis in the Gemara. Lishna Kama, Lishna Mitziyasa, and Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Kama, the Machlekes is by Shvarim. According to Lishna Mitziyasa, the Machlekes is by Shivrei Shvarim. But Shvarim are what? But Machlekes is by Shivrei Shvarim. Let me start the point. According to Lishna Kama, the Machlekes is by Shvarim, and Rav holds what? Shvarim are Asur. And Shmuel holds that they're Mutter. I'm not interested right now in Shivrei Shvarim. I'm only interested in Shvarim. What are the three Lashonis vis-a-vis Shvarim? So according to Lishna Kama, Shvarim is Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. According to the sit in the middle Lashon, Shvarim are what? The Kuli Alma there also. Kuli Alma also. Asurim. According to Lishna Basra, it depends on the Girsois. According to Rashi's Girsa, Shvarim the Kuli Alma are also. Rashi, Shvarim Kliyam, also Machlekes by Shivei Shvarim, which are really mutter, but they're Lego pieces of Machlekes. And according to the Rif, Shvarim Kliyam are mutter, unless they're Lego pieces, in which case it's Machlekes. Lin Yanenu, where Asug is Shvarim, not Shivei Shvarim, so that's why I'm focusing on Shvarim. Lin Yanenu comes out, according to, let's say, Rashi's Girsav. Shmuel is matir shvarim only in the later time. But in the latter two lashonis, both the middle lashon and the last lashon, everybody agrees that shvarim are awesome. So what's the obvious problem? Shmuel, if according to the lashon of Mitzioso and the lashon of Basra, according to the later lashonis, Shmuel, even Shmuel holds that Shvarim are also. The only argument by Shivei Shvarim or maybe by Shivei Lego pieces. Shivei Shvarim Lego pieces. But I'll compound him. By Shvarim, everybody agrees that Shvarim are Asurim. Even Shmuel agrees that Shvarim are Asurim. So then there's a problem in Shmuel. What's the problem in Shmuel? Shmuel and Arsugah says. Shivei Avodah Zarah mutar. That's great if you hold like the Lishna Kam over there. Shmuel says Shvarim are mutar. But if you hold like the last two Lishainas, so Shmuel himself holds that Shvarim are Asurim. If Shvarim are Asurim, so how can Shmuel say in Agamar that Shivei Avodah Zarah mutar? So who asked this Kasha? Rashi asked the Kasha. So let's see Rashi. Loi the Kliyama even the Shvarim. In Agamar, we don't know that it broke by itself. The Armenian Oivet Kechavim Shibron. The Azlin and Bosso Ruba, the Avedis Kechavim Shinishtaba Meleo, Loish Chicho. Rashi answers the steering Shmuel and he says, Shmuel says, if we know that it broke by itself, then the Shvarim Ataka Osir. Only Shivei Shvarim Amut. The Shvarim Ataka Osir. I, Shmuel, and Agamar says Shivei Avodah Zarah Mutarim. That doesn't mean it broke by itself. That means you find Shvarim in the street, then you don't know how they broke. So what's more likely? That it broke by itself, or that a guy broke it? That's Shchiyah that it broke by itself. More likely is that a guy broke it. If a guy broke it, that's Bittul Be'adayim about it. That's Mutar. That's what I said before, that Rashi at the end of the parak has another theory why Shivei Shvarim Amut. Because the stomach of the guy broke it. Rashi is saying it in Shmuel Alibadalish Nabas. Rashi by us in the Gemara, who says the Pshat and Shmuel, why Shiva Rodas Armutarim, is because they're not Aivdim, is because Rashi by us, what did Rashi by us say? Rashi by us, the Pshat and Shmuel is the Kemish and Ishmael Shuva ain't Aivdin Oysa. Rashi by us is going like what? Like which Lashem? Like the Lashem Kamel. Rashi in the end of the parak says that's hak a true point to Lishna Kam, but according to Lishna Basra, you have to say a different Shabbos Shmuel. Kitzur, if you took the Rashi, but also gives me half the story. You have to put the two Rashis together. Put the two Rashis together, you see the whole story is that Shmuel comes in two different versions. The Shmuel of the Lishna Kam, the Shivei Avodah Zarah, Shmuel by us, the Shivei Avodah Zarah Mutar. We don't know if he's talking about it broke by itself, or he broke it by a dime. You found Shvarim in the street in Mutar. The end of the parak, Shmuel talks about it. Avodah Zarah Shtar B'Meileh. We know that it broke by itself. There are different lashonos. The Lishna Kama Shmuel says it's mutter automatically because they know it's Lishna. According to Lishna Kama, then that's Pshat and Shmuel by us. Poshut. That's what Rashi says by us. But according to Lishna Basra or Lishna Mitzioso, even that's not available. Those other lashonos hold that the Kuli Yama Shvarim are also only Shivei Shvarim may be a mutter, but not Shvarim. So Shvarim are also. So why does Shmuel by us say Shivei Avodah Zarah Mutarim? Says Rashi, it could be another Pshat. Shvarim Amutar, because Mistoma Hagoy, because the father guy broke it be a Dayim. That's why Shiva Avodah Zarah Mutar. That's what these two arrows now, we've labeled these two arrows. These two arrows are the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Mitzioso and the Lishna Basra. How to read Shmuel and Agamar? According to Lishna Kama, Shmuel is like Rish Lokish. His name is Yayish from the Shvarim. According to the Lishna, the other Lishainas, Shmuel does not hold from Yish, except by Shivei Shvarim. Rather, Shmuel is the reason why Shmuel allows the Shvarim is because we assume that the guy broke it via Daiv, unless we know otherwise. That's Rashi's Mahalach here in the Sugya. Trying to point out that this is also the sheet of, apparently the sheet of the Rif, because the Rif passes like a Yechonah. That Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra Me'eleha is Osir. And yet the Rif passing is like Shmuel, the Shuvah Avodah Zarah Mutar. How could that be? So he's trying to say, apparently the Rif held, like Rashi, that Shmuel is not necessarily because he holds like a Shlokish, he can hold like a Yechonah, Avodah Zarah Shenishtabra Me'eleha is Mutar. The reason why Shmuel allows Shiva is because we assume that the guy broke it via dime. Mechates to assume that it's self destructed. More likely that a guy broke it via dime. If a guy broke it via dime, then it's mutter. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. I want you to take a look at Tosfos at the end of the parak. Dibra Maskel, that's the first thing. Taisus at the end of the parak. Dibra Maskel Loi, the last Taisus in the parak. See, Taisus is a different sheep than the Taisus is a different sheep that had to deal with this Steven Shmuel. Talk that through. Then I want to do the Tosfos by us, Dibra Maskel Amar Shmuel. Complicated Tosfos. Yeah, that's it.